Yo, what is up guys? Another week, another episode, and this week I've been in Spain, so once again, there are no guests, there are no people to chat with, but I miss chatting with people because talking alone is no easy task. You know, I've been here on the podcast world for a short period of time, and now I know how much hard work, now I know how much dedication those who talk every week and spend around 1 hour, you know, talking and chatting alone for their microphone, that's crazy. Hell, last week I've spoke for 5 minutes only. Like we say here in Portugal, devagar se vai ao longe, or grão a grão, enche a galinha ao papo. Okay, now this is awkward. I feel like translating literally from a language to another sounds so strange. If you go to Google Translator, the second saying in English, grão a grão, enche a galinha ao papo, is grain by grain, the hen fills her belly. Well, that makes sense because it's not literally. But if you actually translate it literally, according to the Portuguese dictionary on Instagram, is grain to grain fills the chicken the belly. Meaning that even if slowly but patiently, you can achieve a goal if you keep working on it. So that means in about 20 years I'll be Joe Rogan? Probably not. Either way, make sure to check out the Portuguese dictionary on Instagram. They have a lot of Portuguese sayings translated directly into English and their significance. And speaking on Joe Rogan, this week on Influencers News, because that's the most interesting thing in the world, am I right? Yeah, not really. Moving on. Basically, Logan Paul said it on his podcast that he was going to change his Instagram game for a format Joe Rogan uses. First of all, I don't get it why this is such an important topic to be discussed. Changing his Instagram game. Long story short, he says that he wants to become more like Joe Rogan on his Instagram, where he publishes everything he wants and does, rather than what Logan does, which is a high-quality post per month in order to keep the engagement up and running. But why are they even talking about this? That is my question. Is Instagram that important to even have a discussion on what to post or not? Well, maybe for them that's a huge thing because they are the ones with millions of followers and they monetize through that platform. But what I don't really understand is, once again, talking about it. Logan talks about Joe a lot and he is getting inspired by him and his huge hustle. And Joe posts pretty much whatever the hell he wants to, such as his meals, random selfies of him and Marshall, and screenshots of news articles he found interesting, and just posts it with no aesthetics whatsoever. And Logan is thinking of trying their algorithm. It's kind of like posting without giving a shit about the outcome. Rogan doesn't care if it has the amount of likes or the amount of engagement, although he is not the pioneer of this. There is someone famous who's the most random when it comes to posting. Dolores Aveiro. Yep, you've heard me. Dolores Aveiro. Cristiano Ronaldo's mom. She has 2.2 million followers. So she's considered an influencer, I guess? I'll care to explain. August 15th. 3 pictures. Posted in 1 hour. One of the pictures, it's her on a parking bench with some friends, and the other two, it's her with the same friends on the restaurant, recommending the restaurant and what to do and what to eat in the restaurant with the same friends in the picture. Confusing, I know. 80% of the pictures, it's her doing random activities, or just standing and wishing a good week, or a good Sunday, or a good whatever the day it is. She also doesn't use punctuation on her sentences, and for me, it's kind of funny to read if there are no commas, for example. I'll quote some of her sayings. Have a nice weekend, everyone. Goodbye. This island is beautiful. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Good luck, Juventus. She is the Instagram queen. Please, Joe, get her on Impulsive. Get her on the JRE, not Impulsive. Logan, get her on Impulsive. By the way, when does Logan Paul go on the Joe Rogan Experience? It's about damn time. Enough talking about these two and free publicity of my two people audience. I'm just kidding. We're seven. Well, like I said, in the beginning, I was in Spain traveling. And in case if you don't know, Spain is technically the 10th country with the most coronavirus infections in the world, comparing to Portugal, where we are in number 46. And I can tell that crossing the border, it's a huge contrast when people are dealing with the virus. First of all, in Spain, you must be wearing a mask everywhere, all the time. Except if you're in a restaurant or in a bar or in a pub. If not, you can get a ticket by the police, and trust me, they are watching you. In Portugal, you only have to wear a mask inside an establishment like a shopping mall. And here in Spain, I saw how much civilized Europeans are comparing to Americans. I was 3 days over there and I didn't see a single person disobeying this rule. Everyone had a mask. I even saw fucking statues with a mask. Secondly, I love Spanish radios, and this time it was a little bit different. A lot of radio stations have reminders in between songs to remind people to use masks. Other reminders to drive safely in the highways, because Spain is tired of too much deaths by COVID. I also heard a radio ad of a woman who worked on a shopping mall where they have an ice rink, and it was used for a morgue as Spain was trying to cope with the rapid deaths from Corona. Yeah. Well, on a funny note, I'm used to comparing Portuguese and Spanish radios because Spanish people are much more enthusiastic when they speak. And I always use the weather segment as an example. Let's hear one from both languages.
Hola, muy buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Elizabeth Aguilar. Gracias por acompañarnos en su noticiero Contacto a mitad del día. Le muestro qué es lo que nos espera en el estado del tiempo para el día de hoy con esta imagen en vivo desde el Cerro del Indio, donde usted puede apreciar parte de nuestra ciudad y parte del Paso, Texas, con cielo mayormente despejado para el día de hoy. La máxima se estará registrando en los 32 grados centígrados, mínima para las primeras horas del día de mañana de 19 grados centígrados. Vámonos a la imagen satelital y es que, bueno, continuamos con esta alta presión en control de lo que es nuestro territorio, aumento en las temperaturas con temperaturas bastante cálidas, tiempo seco y estable para estos próximos días, con cielos mayormente despejados, muy agradables las condiciones.
Boa tarde, vamos então ver as previsões para amanhã, que será um cenário muito semelhante ao que aconteceu hoje. Vamos ter no território do continente céu pouco nublado ou limpo e nos Açores e Madeira alguma precipitação devido a esta depressão que ainda se encontra sobre este arquipélago. Então, para a região norte, estamos a prever céu pouco nublado ou limpo, temperaturas na ordem dos 27 graus e 29 graus, portanto, relativamente elevadas ainda. Vento moderado de leste.
Olá, muito bom dia. Amanhã é sexta-feira e o céu vai apresentar-se pouco nublado na região norte, com 23 graus previstos para Viana do Castelo, Braga e Porto. Na região centro-norte, vamos ter céu limpo, com 20 graus em Viseu e em Castelo Branco. Buenas tardes, el domingo comienzan a bajar los termómetros y en lunes, martes y miércoles van a seguir bajando gradualmente, pero imparable.